This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dzirikuitika muZimbabwe. Tirikutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kanaka vatereri tinosangana zvakare pa Studio 7. Manera nhasi uri musi wesvondo chikunguru 3 2016. Munotibata pa 909 AM, pa 4930 kana pa 13860 ne 15455 kHz pa shortwave. Munokwanisa kutinzwa pa internet website yedu inoti www.voashona.com. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC, ndichiti hezvinoi zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi. Vashandi vekambani yeNational Railways of Zimbabwe vonyunyuta nemashoko ekuti kambani iyi iri kuronga kumisa vashandi vanodarika chiuru mabasa. Zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvonetsekanawo nemutemo wekurambidzwa kwekupinzwa kwezvinhu munyika. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi ichiuya kwamuri ichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Ino iStudio 7, tiri kutepfenyura tiri pamuzinda weVoice of America uri muWashington DC tichikuudzai zviri kuitika munyika. Mutungamiri werimwe sangano revashandi veNational Railways of Zimbabwe reZimbabwe Amalgamated Railway Workers Union vakamurai moyo, vanoti sevashandi vari kushishikana zvikuru nemashoko ari kubuda mudzinau nemudzinepfenyuro ekuti kambani yavo iri kuronga kumisa mabasa vashandi vari pakati pechiuru nechiuru nemazana mana, asi iyo isati yatanga yagara navo pasi. Vamoyo vanoti NRZ yaifanirwa kutanga yavapa urongwa uhu isati yamhanya kumapepa nhau, voronga kuti mihoro yavo yemwedzi inodarika 16 yavasati vapiwa vachaitwa sei. Ngatinzwei hurukuro yataita navo pamusoro penyaya iyi.
Isu savashandi vemurerway tinoshamisikawo nazvo kuti rerway ingamhanya kunotaura kubepa kuti inoda kudzinga isu vashandi, inoda kudzinga vashandi 1,400. Isu varidzi vacho vasina kutaura nesu, zvinorevei?
Saka mune matanho here amuri kutorawo ekuti munzwisise nezvedanho iri kubva kukambani?
Tiri kuvabvunza asi havana zvavari kutaura panyaya iyoyo. Manejimendi haisi kunzwikwa zvari kuita, saka tiratobvunza minista wacho. Isu ratotibvunze minista chaiyo kuti pamwe kudaiwo minista ndo vakazvitaura it government level, but izvozvo kana vakataura vachidarovo anga vakataura izvozvo, handifungi kuti mashoko akanaka pavashandi verairway iwayo.
Toti railway yabudirira kuda kutora danho irori, imi muri kuritambira sei tichiona kuti mahama nemwedzi akati kuti musati mapiwa mihoro yenyu?
Izvozvo hazvitombotambiriki izvo. Devo ngatitange zvokutanga kwokutanga. Kana tichitanga tida kuinda ipapapo, tichida kutevera mutemo. Mutemo ngautevedzwe nomunhu wese, handizve? Nezuro vakapuwa shoko disposal order kunzi vashandi ngavadzokere kubasa. Vashandi vakadzokera kubasa. Nhasi vomuka vachida kudzinga, kana mutemo wacho ukangovadzingi vovabvumira kuti ivo vadzinge vanhu vasina kuhora mushure mokunge vanhu vainda 16 months vasina kuhora, then mutemo wacho unenge wava questionable pachirungu.
Totarisawo iyo nyaya yemihoro yamira sei pari nhasi?
Hapana chatichachinja, hapana.
Ko vashandi vaimbokundikana kuenda kumabasa vadzokera here kubasa pari zvino?
Iko zvino zvatiri kunzwa kurerway kwacho kunonzi vari kuti vashandi vese vadzokera kubasa.
Ko zviri kubvawo kuvashandi muri kuonawo here kuti mese madzokera kumabasa?
Aiwa, isu hatisi tomakaregesta. Isu togona kunge tiri kubulawayo, but zvezvisvika kuHarare Mutare tete tisingazvizivi. Saka isu tonorelaya neinfomesheni yatee tiudzwa nerairway yacho.
Vakamurai mwoyo vanove mutungamiri weZimbabwe Amalgamated Railway Workers Union vari parunare kubulawayo neStudio 7. Takundikana kunzwa divi reNational Railways of Zimbabwe panyaya iyi. Zvi zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvakawanda zvinoti hazvisi kufara nemutemo westatutary 64 wakadzikwa nehurumende ichirambidza kupinzwa munyika kwezvinhu zvakaita sezvekudya, zvekuvakisa nezvekushandisa kubva kunze kwenyika. Mumwe wevari kunyunyuta ndava Dennis Juru, vanove chimwe chizvarwa cheZimbabwe chakaratidzira paboda reBait Bridge vari kuMesina nemusi wechishanu chapfuura. Ngatinzwei hurukuro yataita navaJuru pamusoro penyaya iyi.
Vana veZimbabwe vabatikana zvikuru sekuti kuZimbabwe hurumende yeZANU-PF yakapromisa vanhu 2.2 million jobs. Asi 2.2 million vakashaya mabasa, vakaperwa nemabasa. Mavendors akadzingwa mutaundi. Vanhu vachanga changosara ndechekuti vange vachiita cross border. Zvino cross border yachona yakuda kupiwa vakuru vehurumende kuti vange vachiita vachipura nematraki nekuseri. Asi vana veZimbabwe, mwana anowanikwa ari mustreet haasi kubvumirwa kuti anga achikrosa nezvinhu achiena nazvo kuZimbabwe.
Takanzwa kuti kutangawo musi wa 1 mwedzi uno wachikunguru vedzimotokari vanenge vawanikwa vachitakura zvinhu izvozvo zvinonzi zvakarambidzwa vachida kuedza kupinda nazvo zvisiri pamutemo, vanenge vachizotorerwa dzimotokari dzavo. Mutemo iwoyu makautambirawo sei?
Mutemo iwoyu wakatikatyamadza zvikuru sasekuti vakangougadzira pachavo, vakatanga kusainisa vemabhazi vaiyambuka vachienda kuSouth Africa vachivasainisa kuti mukangono zvinodzoka nemunhu anenge akatakura zvinhu zvakarambidzwa muchawanikwa mabhazi enyu achitorwa uye muchikanzurwa malaisenzi ekuti munge muchienda kuZimbabwe. Saka takakatyamara zvikuru nenyaya iyoyo.
Asi munoona here zvichizoterwa zviri kudiwa neZimbabwe izvi, vanhu vachizviteera?
Zviri kuitwa neZimbabwe izvi tichitarisa uye kumusangano wataita nevakuru vehurumende yekuno kuSouth Africa, tawanika kuri kwokuti ivo vatowanikwawo vachibatikana nazvo uye vachitaura kuti izvoni. Izvi zvinoratidza kuti zvichakonzera kuti kunge kuchishandiswa mabhodha ari parutivi ari kunze kwemutemo, vanhu vachiyambuka nezvinhu vachipinda nemurwizi nazvo. Saka vechiuto vekuno nevapurisa vekuno varatidza kubatana nesu zvikuru vachitaura ivo kuti zvichavapa basa rakawandisa rekurwisana nevanhu vanenge vachiyambuka nezvinhu vachienda neparutivi nazvo.
Avanga vari chizvarwa cheZimbabwe vaDennis Juru vari parunare kuMesina kuSouth Africa neStudio 7. Vesangano reCancer Association of Zimbabwe vanoti zvakakosha zvikuru kuti vanhu vakasike kuenda kunoonekwa kana vaine chirwere chegomarara, sezvo mishina yekuvheneka chirwere ichi yave kuwanikwa munyika. VeHealth Services Board kana kuti service vanove manager vavo Amailini Mupunzanwa vaita hurukuro nemutoro wedu enhau Mavelas Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7 pamusoro penyaya iyi.
Michina iyo iriko. Machiremba akati kuti anoita zvakasiyana-siyana. But pari zvino kuti ndiyatsokudzai mitengo, kuti mitengo iri kuita marii, the charge yokuitwa matests achona, ndingazotaura zvisirizvo. Asi michina iriko, but dambudziko nderekuti zvinhu zvinowandikwa mumaguta makuru akaita seHarare, Bulawayo. Ndiwo dambudziko ratinaro iroro.
Tomboti munhu abatwa iye gomarara, muri kuwana nzvimbo dziriko here uyezve mitengo iri kukwanisika here yekuitwa iyo inonzi chemotherapy?
Right. Chemotherapy iripo, mishonga iripo, inosiyana-siyana mitengo yayo, mishonga iripo. Kune vaye vasingakwanisi, but the Cancer Association, iro ratiri kutaura ndakamirira, rinotsvaga-tsvagawo mari richitenga makimotherapy drugs kuedza kubatsira vaye vanenge vaonekwa asi vasiri neposition yokutenga mishonga. But kazhinji vanhu vatinobatsira mishonga vanhu vari kuonekwa kumapublic hospitals, kwete vanhu vari kuenda kumaprivate hospitals. Saka vana chiremba veko vanotoziva kuti kana vaona munhu atahana mari vanomutumidzira kwatiri toona rubatsiro rwatingaiti kuti vanhu vaone chemotherapy.
Vanga vari Amai Lin Mupunzwanwa, vanove Health Services Manager wesangano reCancer Association of Zimbabwe, vari parunare naMavelas Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7.
Direct from Washington, the voice of America.
Iye zvino tokuendesa kuna Blessing Zulu kwaanotipa chirongwa chezvinosangana nevechidiki muupenyu hwavo.
Nokutambira nemufaro vatereri muchirongwa chedu chinotarisa zviri kuitwa pamwe nezvinosangana nevechidiki muupenyu hwavo. Nasi taita rombo rakanaka tatsikwa namuzvare Gladys Hlachwayo vanoshanda ivo nesangano reZimbabwe Civic Education Trust. Tinokutambira nemufaro pano pa Studio 7 muzvare Hlachwayo.
Maita henyu makadii vatereri?
Aiwa tinovimba vatereri vari nani. Muzvare Hlachwayo, mukatudza kuti sangano renyu rinoita basa rei chaizvo muZimbabwe?
Zimbabwe Civic Education Trust kana kuti ZIMCET iboka rakazvimirira rakavambwa mugore ra2000 rakanangana nedonzvo rekudzidzisa zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe mairirano nekodzero dzavo uye zvetakatarisanawo nenyaya dzerunyararo. Saka isu seboka tine vatinosenza navo vanonzi mapeace committees vanova makomiti ari ete community level anenge achisanganisira vanhu vakasiyana siyana zvichiincludawo mapolitical parties riri kutonga uyezve anopikisa richinge rinewo vanhu vanobva kumaboko akazvimirira, vanhu vanobva kumaCDO, vanhu vakamirira vakaremara, vanhu vakamirira vechidiki nevakasiyana siyana. Donzvo riri rekucreata platform yekuti vanhu vasangane vachitaura maererano nematambudziko avanosangana navo emhirizhonga mumacommunities mavo, nekuti isusu seorganization tinobhiliva kuti kana pakava pane platform yedialogue vanhu vakaramba vachikurukurirana kana pakaramba pane hurukuro zvinoitawo kuti nyaya dzemhirizhonga dzisanyanye kuva dziripo nekuti vanhu vanenge vachitaurirana.
Mungati here zvamuri kuita izvi zviri kubatsira muchitarisa zviri kuitika munharaunda dzamuri kufamba?
Sokunge zviri kubatsira zvakanyanya, nekuti apo tinenge tichivandudza ruzivo rwemacitizens kana kuti ruzivo rwevagari panyaya dzekodzero dzavo. Tiri kuona isusu kuti vagari vari kushandisa kodzero dzavo kutaura angave nemamembers of parliament, kutaura angave nemakansela, angave nematraditional leaders, vachivataurirawo kuti aiwaka muconstitution tine kodzero dzakati dzakati dzakati, zvii zvamuri kuita. Saka yatingati accountability pachirungu. Macitizens vakukwanisa kuholda leadership to account, vachidimandawo kuti zvinhu zviri muconstitution zvinge zvichidi zvichizadzikiswa. Saka tiri kuona songe ruzivo rwatiri kupa vana veZimbabwe ruri kubatsira zvakanyanya.
Ko nevechidiki muri kushanda nawo sei?
Vechidiki seZimbabwe Civic Education Trust tine chirongwa chedu chinonzi public achievement. Chirongwa ichi chinosenza nevana vadiki and chinonyanyotaurira vana vadiki kuti havasi vatungamiriri vamangwana, vatungamiriri vanhasi, nekuti kazhinji mayouth vanomirira kuti vakuru vavataurire kuti iri ndogwara richafamba nharo. Asi tiri kuti aiwaka semayouth mutori nerowe yekupleya yeleadership muzuva ranhasi. Saka tiri kutarisa matambudziko ari kusanganwa nemayouth akasiyana siyana, unemployment, nyaya dzezvirwere, nyaya dzemaearly child marriages, zvinhu zvakasiyana siyana zviri mumacommunities. Saka zvatinoita nepublic achievement ingori method yekuita identify maproblems ari mumacommunities ari kufeswa nemayouth, then ivo mayouth voita come up with masolutions avangade kuita pamusoro pematambudziko avanenge vaita identify, then vobva vatanga kusenza nemaorganizations akasiyana siyana anosanganisira even hurumende kugadzisa maproblems avanenge vachisangana. Ndingada kukupai an example yandinga kupai. Kugoromonzi takanga tine dambudziko revana vakanga vari kana kuti atinga tipachirungu maearly child marriages. I think mukatarisa muZimbabwe, Mashonaland East is the second highest in terms of statistics maearly child marriages. Saka zvakanga zvaakuitika ndezvekuti vana vakagara pasi vakaona kuti iri ndoda dambudziko ratirikusangana naro mucommunity medu, vakaita come up with macampaigns avo avaiita mucommunities mavo imomo. Vakakwanisa kuita zvinhu zvakasiyana siyana mumacommunities mavo, macampaigns avaiita nezvimwe zvinhu zvakaita saizvozvo zvekugadzirisa dambudziko. Takawana futi rimwe group rakanga riri kushanda nenyaya yekuti maroads kugoromonza anga asina kumira zvakanaka, vana vanga vari kutsikwa nemota vachienda kuchikoro nekuti kwava kusina maroad signs. Vakakwanisa kuengeja vana ministry of transport, nyaya iyi ikakwanisa kugadziriswa. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatiri kuita seorganization takatarisana nematambudziko ari kusanganikwa nemayouth mumacommunities.
Ndiapiwo matambudziko amuri kusangana nawo mukuita basa renyu iri tichipeta chirongwa?
matambudziko atiri kunyanya kusangana nawo ndeyekuti hatisi kutambirwa zvakanaka nemapazi ehurumende zvikuru sei vari kusenza vari kumadistricts. Saka tinoitika ndezvekuti tinonzi tinofanira kusaina memorandum of understanding zvinova zviri kunze kwemutemo and zvinoita kuti semaNGOs titadze kusenza zvakanaka. Ndiwo mamwe matambudziko atiri kusangana nawo. Mamwe matambudziko anosanganisira nyaya dzemari dziri kuita shoma dzekuti tinge tichivandudza basa ratiri kuita iki. Ndiwo mamwe machallenges atiri kusangana nawo.
Aiwa, tinokutendai zvikuru muzvare Hlatshwayo nekupinda muchirongwa chedu chanhasi.
Ndatenda.
Manga makateerera kubva kuna muzvare Gladys Hlatshwayo vanoshanda nesangano reZimbabwe Civic Education Trust muchirongwa chedu chinotarisa zviri kuitwa pamwe nezvinosangana nevechidiki muupenyu hwavo. Aiwa hama wadiwa, nhambetambe inoregwa ichanaka, nekudaro ngaisiye matambo. Anokoneka nemufaro ndini wenyu Blessing Zulu ndichiti murare zvakanaka vateereri, ndokusiyai mina Jonga Kandemiri.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru Blessing pamwe namuzvare Hlatshwayo nechirongwa chenyu pamwe nedzidziso yamapa vechidiki. Iye zvino tokupai mumhanzi mabasa kubva kuna Thomas Tafirenyika Mapfumo. Kambo mabasa kubva kuna Thomas Mapfumo. Tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu. Sezvo nguva yedu yapera, regai timbotarisa musoro yenhau zvakare. Vashandi veNational Railways of Zimbabwe vonyunyuta nemashoko ekuti kambani yavo iri kuronga kumisa vashandi vanodarika chiuru mabasa ivo vasina kuziviswa. Zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvoshora mutemo wekurambidzwa kwekupinzwa kwezvinhu munyika weStatutory Instrument 64 wakadzikwa nehurumende. Kune vasina kunzwa nhau dzedu dzanhasi, teererai paindaneti pawebhusaiti yedu inoti www.voashona.com. Anokuonekai nemufaro, ndini wenyu Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC, ndokusiyai mina Marvelous Muhlanganya uye.
E very good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Sunday, July the 3rd, 2016. You're listening to Studio 7 live from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us this Sunday evening live from Washington. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Amongst our top stories this evening.
In our constitution, in the strength of our constitution when it comes to leadership, unlike ZANU-PF, where even the vice president doesn't even know if he'll be able to take over if something were to happen to Robert Mugabe, we are very clear on that. There's a clear chain of command as to who steps in when the other person is unable to perform their duties.
The opposition MDCT, United States Provincial Chairman, Dan Moyo, says his party is rallying behind their leader, Morgan Tsvangirai, as he battles colon cancer. He explains what will happen should Tsvangirai not be able to carry on with his duties.
The symptoms of colon cancer involve the change in the usual bowel habit of an individual, and that is to say, if a person is used to going to the toilet to pass stool in a particular way, any change in terms of the frequency of going to the toilet.
We take a closer look at colon cancer with Dr. Joshua Sibanda.
The situation, it is very unfortunate. It is very unfortunate that the employees have been frogged back to work without having paid anything. And you can't expect those employees to be happy. Certainly, the truth of the matter, boldly, employees are so disgruntled. That's the reality.
The president of the Zimbabwe Armagated Railways Workers of Zimbabwe, Kamurai Moyo, speaks on reports that NRZ plans to retrench thousands of workers without engaging them. And as usual, we give you the Youth Forum with Tatenda Gumbo. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. The opposition MDCT, United States Provincial Chairman Dan Moyo, says his party is rallying behind their leader, Morgan Tsvangirai, as he battles colon cancer. He explains what will happen should Tsvangirai not be able to carry on with his duties. Tsvangirai announced last week he has colon cancer and is undergoing treatment in South Africa. Moyo tells us more on the issue.
So our president chose to come out and inform the people of Zimbabwe and the world in general of his condition. That is a very good sign of our strength in leadership for him to be open about his health condition as a leader of the people. People should not be second-guessing what could be happening with the president. And for him to openly come out on a personal matter like that and inform the public that he has colon cancer, we know that he underwent surgery in South Africa, which was very successful, and now he'll be undergoing chemotherapy. So our prayers go to our president, Morgan Tsvangirai, his wife and his family, and we wish him a speedy recovery. We know that he'll be back because he's a fighter. He's proven that he's a survivor under very difficult conditions fighting the illegitimate regime of ZANU-PF. So we are confident with the kind of doctors that he has in South Africa that this cancer here will be defeated and will be a thing of the past.
And what does your constitution say about who takes over from President Tsvangirai should he be incapacitated or as he tends to his health? What's the situation on the ground? What's to happen?
The beauty of our party, the Movement for Democratic Change under Morgan Tsvangirai, is that it is a democratic movement with leadership that is elected by the people for the people. We have a very strong leadership. We have a strong hierarchy within our constitution that is very clear that the president is number one and he has a vice president who is as much capable, and that is Vice President Thokozani Kupe, who has shown that she is ready and able and capable to fill in the shoes while the president is recovering from his illness. She showed that by leading the people in the Bulawayo March that took place on May 28th, and recently the march that took place in Mutare on June 23rd. She showed that she has the courage and the zeal and the charisma to lead the people. She gave very compelling speeches in both rallies that inspired the people and wanted the people and caused the people to want to work harder to remove ZANU-PF. So we are very confident in our constitution and the strength of our constitution when it comes to leadership. Unlike ZANU-PF, where even the vice president doesn't even know if he will be able to take over if something were to happen to Robert Mugabe, we are very clear on that. There's a clear chain of command as to who steps in when the other person is unable to perform their duties.
That was the MDCT, United States Provincial Chairman Dan Moyo in Washington. And we now take a closer look at colon cancer following the revelation by Mr. Changirai that he is fighting the disease. Dr. Joshua Sibanda, a specialist physician and gastroenterologist who specializes in diseases of the intestines and liver, tells us more on colon cancer.
My name is Dr. Joshua Sibanda. I'm a specialist physician and a gastroenterologist. I specialize in the intestines and the liver and diseases of the liver. The symptoms of colon cancer involve the change in the usual bowel habit of an individual. That is to say, if a person is used to going to the toilet to pass stool in a particular way, any change in terms of the frequency of going to the toilet, number one, the consistency of the stool, whether it's solid or it's liquid or there's diarrhea that comes, and whether when a person goes to the toilet, they've got constipation and difficulties in passing stool, and associated features such as blood-stained stools when a person goes to the toilet. Those are the main features of colon cancer. But I must say that sometimes the colon cancer can be there in the colon, and the patient does not have any symptoms until when the cancer is extensive and widespread. That's the problem with this kind of cancer, that sometimes it's not symptomatic until at the very late stage of the condition. But the important symptoms are the ones that I've just mentioned.
So what do you urge people to do? And also, where are some of these areas where people can get screened?
What is important is that there is usually screening programs for areas where people are at risk for developing colon cancer. There's a racial predisposition, that is to say there are certain races where the colon cancer is more prevalent than the others. And then there are certain conditions which we call pre-malignant conditions or pre-cancerous conditions, which a person is born with. And there are genes that make a person likely to develop cancer. For example, what we call polyposis syndromes and other syndromes where you get small little growths in the colon, which are not cancer as such, but eventually those small growths develop into a cancer. So those high-risk patients need to be screened, and there has to be some decisive action in advance because you'll be anticipating that they will eventually develop cancer. People who are, let me say, middle-aged to elderly, if a person is about 50 years of age, it is important that they get a screening colonoscopy, even if they don't have symptoms, but particularly so if they have any of the symptoms that I mentioned. There's a change in bowel habit. It's important for them to present to a hospital where there's gastroenterology services, where a person can have a camera look into their colon to see if there's actually a colon cancer. There are other screening programs that can be done that include checking the stool for blood. Sometimes the stool doesn't look like there's blood, but there are ways of checking if there's blood, and then checking the DNA of the cells that are in the stools, that fleck off the mucosa of the colon, and check for genes for the cancer. So that is the screening program. If that screening program is there, should be used optimally. Most people don't know. They need to be taught about it and encouraged to visit the hospital. But the important thing is any change in bowel habit, the person has to be seen by a doctor. Then the doctor will escalate the investigations to exclude the colon cancer.
That was Dr. Joshua Sibanda, a specialist physician and gastroenterologist who specializes in diseases of the intestines and liver, speaking to us from South Africa. The president of the Zimbabwe Armagated Railway Workers Kamurai Moyo speaks on reports that NRZ plans to retrench thousands of workers without engaging them. Moyo tells Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri they learned about the retrenchment through the media. Efforts to get comment from the NRZ were fruitless.
That is very, very unfortunate, Kandemiri. First and foremost, railways cannot start by going to publicize that in the press without having talking to the major stakeholders who happens to be employees. Employees are not aware of that move.
So are you doing anything to get full information from the employers?
Yeah, we are trying. We've been trying to quiz management. We've asked management, but they are not confirming that information. And as union leadership, we take exception to those statements because what we assume should happen is a situation, if they want to embark on such an exercise, it has to be an all-involving exercise, not just from one party, because workers are the major stakeholders in this whole matter.
You have been fighting to get paid for the past 16 months or so. What's the latest on that?
Yeah, it may be very unfortunate for now, Ray, for me to say what I was doing about it, but we are trying all means possible to engage management and also approach other offices, like what we've always been doing, to make sure that we get our juice.
In the event that the company lays off that figure before you are paid your dues, how will you handle this issue?
That would be misapplication of law, because as far as you are concerned, law has to be applied equally and there should be certainty to every law. If you always go ahead and retrench 1,400 employees without following the proper procedures, then which law would they be using? That would be very, very unfortunate.
Some workers were not reporting for duty in the past 2 or so months. What's the latest now?
We rely on the railway register because us as unions, as worker representatives, we don't mark registers. But what we are being told by the employer is saying, is on record, saying every employee has gone back to work.
But what is the situation on the ground like?
The situation, it is very unfortunate. It is very unfortunate that the employees have been frog-marched back to work without having paid anything. And you can't expect those employees to be happy. Certainly, the truth of the matter, boldly, employees are so disgruntled. That's the reality.
That was the president of the Amalgamated Railway Workers of Zimbabwe, Kamurai Moyo, speaking with Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri. Coming up, the Youth Forum with Tatenda Gumbo.
You are now listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues today. I'm gladly joined by Esther Masunda, who is the PA manager for the National Blood Service Zimbabwe. Esther, thank you so very much for joining me this evening.
Thank you very much. Good evening to you, listeners.
Let's talk about, of course, first, one of your longest-running programs, that is Pledge 25, where you go to focus on young people and their donation of blood.
Okay, well, interestingly enough, for those who didn't know it, is that Zimbabwe is the one who actually came up with the concept of the Pledge 25 Club, and this concept has been copied by over 64 countries throughout the world, which just shows you that it's a very important club. So the objective of this club is that the members of the club pledge to donate blood 25 times before they reach at the age of 30. So the reason why this club was also set up is that it helps also to avert the seasonal shortages which we sometimes experience during the holidays. So in terms of the membership, the club has got over 5,000 members throughout the country, which is mainly the youth, and they normally have different various programs that they have during the holiday period, blood drives throughout the country, whereby they'll be coming through to donate blood, and the blood that we actually collect them greatly assists us, especially now during the holiday period when the schools are closed. So as Zimbabwe, we stand proud about this Pledge 25 Club, and we've actually had other countries within the region, countries like Tanzania, countries like Ghana, who've actually come to Zimbabwe to learn more about the Pledge 25, and also Malawi took an interest as well in the Pledge 25 Club and how Zimbabwe is running it here. So they actually have their own constitution, they've got their own goals, their own core values, and they abide by it, and they've got a structure in place where they've actually got a president and secretary general, you know, an executive. So in each branch throughout the country, we actually have an executive committee of the Pledge 25. Then at the end of after every two years, they also have their annual general meeting where they actually discuss various pertinent issues pertaining to the club.
And what are some of those issues? Because I remember last time when we spoke, you reflected on some of the things that these young people are focusing on when it comes to also blood.
One thing that they greatly focus on is in terms of their safety, in terms of desisting from sexual behaviors which are not good before marriage, and they also focus on developing themselves. We also do train them. So you find that at times we actually get people coming in talking to these youths about very topical issues, and we also have partners such as the National AIDS Council and some of the youth clubs like Red Cross, who also closely work with our Pledge 25.
Now, you also have an app that was launched late last year. What is this app and what's the purpose of it?
Wow, the mobile app, courtesy, we thank RubyM Technologies, courtesy of Dr. Dennis Magaya, who's the CEO, who volunteered to develop a mobile application for us. So what this app is doing is it's a method of communication whereby things will be uploaded on the app, and blood donors, it's especially designed for blood donors, can actually, when they come through to have their donation, they can actually log on to the app and find out in terms of when they're due and also other news which is pertaining to blood donors.
And of course, for those out there, as usual, your message about donating blood in particular for those who can be in the Pledge 25, my segment for the youth.
Okay. Well, I basically would encourage the youth that make a difference in 2016 by joining the Pledge 25, by being a blood donor, by supporting the various programs. You can actually log on to our website and find out more about the Pledge 25 club and what actually they do. Or you can also visit our nearest centers near you. You can actually also find out information about the Pledge 25. Even on our website, there's a lot of information, and you can see some of the programs that the youths have carried out and sold out. And when you become a member, it's something which also encourages you to be passionate about blood donation, because you find that the Pledge 25 clubs learn how to be, members learn how to be responsible. They also have various programs whereby they also do community relations, whereby they assist the community, they go and visit the needy, and they also help, see where they can also help. So the club is very good in terms of the way that it also assists the youths in developing themselves.
What's the website for the National Blood Service?
www.nbsz.co.zw.
And with that, I want to thank you so very much for joining me today on the Youth Forum.
Thank you very much.
That was Esther Masunda, Public Affairs Manager with the National Blood Service Zimbabwe, joining me today on the Youth Forum. This is Tatenda Gumbo, and as usual, make sure you join me next time.
Thank you, Tatenda Gumbo. And now we take you to the music of Cynthia Mare with Dai Jai Vira, going out to you from Studio 7 here at the Voice of America in Washington.
Is window rinzwa mepo? So no ji wona kukope Kuwa nenguwa no shuwa Dai zingori kope amai Fama isha kana Dai jaipira, dai kumbira zuwa ipe
Thank you, Cynthia Mare, for that very touching song which she dedicated to her mom, Dai Jai Vira. Now to recap on today's top stories, the opposition MDCT, United States Provincial Chairman, Dan Moyo, says his party is running behind their leader, Morgan Tsvangirai, as he battles colon cancer. and the president of the Armagated Railway Workers of Zimbabwe, Kamrai Moyo, speaks on reports that the NRZ plans to retrench thousands of workers without engaging them. That's the news in English from Studio 7 this Sunday evening, July the 3rd, 2016. Stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington, wishing you a pleasant evening, a very good night, and a great week ahead.
Siyalamukela ku Studio 7 ngesonto mhla ka 3 kuNtulikazi 2016 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Walamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu ngusithandekile Mhlanga endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Uhulumende ubikwa esehluleka ukubhadala iningi labantu abalambayo abasebenza phansi kohlelo lwe-Food for Work program olulenjongo yokuphathisa abahlaselwe indlala njalo oluqhutshwa endaweni ezijiyeneyo zelizwe.
Uhulumende akule lokhu ebathembisa ukuthi uzavuya ukudla kwaba abakusebenzeleyo, but akulaluto olubuyayo. Ababelungisa emgwaqweni lapho sekulama-pothole khona behamba bevalavala nje, hhayi umsebenzi omncane.
Siza kuzwa eziphathelane lesimo sokudla kanye lezemfundo enkayi. Njengenjayelo, sizalethulela eziphathelane labatsha silontungameli Nkomo weStudio 7. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Uhulumende ubikwa esehluleka ukubhadala iningi labantu abalambayo abasebenza phansi kohlelo lwe-Food for Work program olulenjongo yokuphathisa abahlaselwe indlala njalo oluqhutshwa endaweni ezijiyeneyo zelizwe. Ezinye zendawo lapho abantu abangakabhadalwa khona kusesilobela. UNtungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 uxoxele sakhamuzi salindawo umnumzana Rafael Ndabaningi, yena othi umumo wendlala mubi kakhulu kulesi sigaba.
Ya esilobela indlala ikhona sibili izula linanga kahle, abantu babhekane lobunzima okwakathesi nje bebesathi khonoko kubhele emasimini but akulalo.
Iy'nhlelo zikahulumende ezifana labo Food for Work azitholakali?
Ya ihlelo lolu luke lwabakhona basebesebenza abantu but sokufanele bahole, lakathesi lokhu bengaholi, so angazi lokhu besalinde ethi baqale bahole kubona kathi kuyaqhubeleka phambili but akulalutho.
Basebenza kabazange bahole, uthini yena uhulumende?
Uhulumende akule lokhu ebathembisa ukuthi uzavuya ukudla kwabo abakusebenzeleyo but akulalutho olubuyayo.
Kusebenzeni kwabo babesenzani kahle kahle?
Babelungisa emgwaqweni lapho sekulama-pothole khona behamba bevalavala nje, hhayi umsebenzi omncane.
Iy'nhlanganiso ezifana labo World Vision labo WFP alikaziboni?
Hhayi azikafiki lapha, ade selufikile nje ilolo nalolo lodo le-Food for Work but lalo alucace lapho luya khona.
Ungathi bakhona sibili asebelala ngendlala lapho uMangoya aselala khona eziko?
Hhayi okwakathesi ngathi abantu abaningi akude kungani kuphose kwaba ngcono yinyawuthi engani sababambabamba abanye, but vele ekupheleni kwabo-July sokusiyala ipink vele abantu abaningi uMangoya beselalezi.
Lisesilobela ngaphi kwakhona khonapho?
Lisesilobela ku-120 eMbombela.
Umnumzana Rafael Ndabaningi yisakhamuzi sesilobela eNkabazwe. Lokhu kwenzakala izakhamizi eziningi kuzigaba zonke zelizwe ikakhulu emaphandleni zingenelisi ukuthola ukudla okweneleyo namanzi ngenxa yesimo somnotho welizwe kanye lokungani kuhle kwezulu. Abahlala emadolobheni abaziphilisa ngokuthenga lokuthengisa impahla ezijiyeneyo kwele South Africa belokhu bethukuthele ngokuvinjelwa ukungena lezinye zalezi mpahla emngceleni we-Beitbridge Border Post nguhulumende, njalo batshengisela kulowo mngcele. Inkokheli yebandla le-MDC elikhokelwa umnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai eNkayi North iyalandula ukuthi isiphathamandla sebandla le-ZANU-PF uNkosikazi Sithembiso Nyoni uselethe inguquko emangalisayo esigabeni seNkayi North Selokhu wakhethwa ukusimela edale lePhalamende ngomnyaka ka-2008 njengokutsho kwakhe. Unkosikazi Nyoni usanda ukutshela iStudio 7 ukuthi ulethe inguquko kwezemfundo ngokwakha izikolo, ukulethela abantu inhlelo zamanzi, kanye lokwabela wonke umuntu ukudla, engakhethi abebandla lezanu PF kuphela. Asizweni amazwi akhe.
Emdengelele kuwodi 26 sifake ilokuzweni secondary school emdengelele. Safake secondary school esikhoboko. Safake secondary school kuwodi 2 ebingekho kuwodi 2 emaphasaphasa. Safaka isecondary school ezingu 2 kuwodi 8 engwaladi lenyamazana. Safake secondary school kuwodi 1 esembewule. Khona le ekubhoda le silobele khathe sikhuluma so senginegotiate la manye ama church ifuna ukufaka iboarding school kuwodi 10 ama secondary schools wonke wona lawo ayengekho ukuthi abantwana besithi bangafika ku grade 7 sebehlala phansi kumbe bahambe imimango efika 10 kilometers khathe sengilwisa ukuthi ama secondary schools la abe la market ukwenzela ukuthi abantwana khathe ke babe le computer ngoba lapho ngumkhokheli ungainvest generation ebuyayo uyabungela kusasa yesizwe sesisakha lapha legwelutshena i-training center lena sena amajaha ukuthi benze i-building abangamankazana bathungi laba abangamajaha abaningi bakhona sebethe bephume khona phana bathola imisebenzi eyokuthi babe ngobhilida abanye ngikhuluma so although I'm not encouraging it base Botswana bakhathiwe bangobhilida khona ngayo lathi ngaphenkayi asashoti obhilida abazabe besakhela abadala izindlu and abantwana abathungayo siyabakhuthaza futhi ukuthi bese bethungela izikolo ama-uniform khonokuyana kwenza ukuthi bese bezidalela imisebenzi but lokho kulama problems athize but hayi uyabanjiswana ngibona ngani indlala sizayibamba akungabi lo muntu ocubayo inkomo zethu zisesenhle kwagadeni
ye njalo akukhethwana ngezombusaso
ibize ama-church wonke and ngathi ema-churchini ngoba i-church kulapho uhamba khona umuntu wonke ngathi emabandleni bisanini amabizo abantu benu abalambayo and babisa mabizo abantu labo sobhuku bonke bebekhona ngathi kubo sobhuku libuye lama-church enu kuma-wodi enu sesifome i-development trust liyana iya ithi ama-councillors wonke baphakathi ukwenzela ukuthi sibone ukuthi abantu i-development bayayenza bebambene.
Lo ngunkosikazi Sithembiso Nyoni umeli wenkayi North edale lePhalamende njalo ekubandla lezanu PF. Kodwa ukhansela ka-Ward 12 esikhobokhobo enkayi ukhansela Mhlonipheki Ncube uthi intuthuko le kayifani le ndlela unkosikazi Nyone ayibeka ngayo ngoba abanye abatholi lutho kuyo.
Hayi izikole zangezelele zona lezi ama-secondary schools kodwa athethe akabi ngama-satellite schools kuthethe ngama-satellite schools akukakhiwa.
Ye kodwa abantwana sebefunda yini?
Yeah, kulaba bantwana sebefunda khonapho then izakhamizi zezibhizi kathesi zizama ukwakha.
Ye kodwa wancedisa phela umhlonitshwa unkosikazi Sithembiso Nyoni ukuthi kube khona lokho ngoba yine engafika ukuthi kwakungekho.
Ha ukuthi ngabe kukuye kube ngabe kubani asineke sitsho kodwa thina ibhilishwe ukuthi njengoba i-contract ezifundeni siyabe sokuthi i-committee ikhulume nama-councillors yena bese senza ama-motion ukuthi zibe khona izikole because zona izakhamizi yizo ezakhelayo izikole zonalezo.
Uthi kule ndawo i-Gwelutshena Training Center lapho abantwana abafunda khona ukwakha lokuthunga njalo bezuza umsebenzi beqeda lapho.
Ya lihlelo oluhle but ekuncedeni abantu bonke kathesi hhayi akukabi khona kukhanya ngani kuyakuzani kwi-partizan njekwinto kwakhona.
Likutsho ngani lilo bufakazi bani?
Ngoba thina mina yami njengokansila angaze ngitshele ukuthi nginabantu ku-community yami ukuthi behambe khonaphana kodwa siyeza ukuthi kunabantu abafunda khonaphana ukuthi bazevela ngaphi kumbeibindi constituency kumbe bazevela ngaphandle singalalwazi nje olethize kodwa khona sizesakula abantu abafundayo khonalapho.
Silokhu sikwezemfundo unkosikazi Nyoni wakhuluma ngokuthi kule sikolo kulaba balisi abavela emaswingo bonke sokulobubelo yini khona ngapho ezikolo ngababalisi abangakhuluma isiNdebele?
Ah ayibuyele yafika kubona babe khona engathi kithi esikole babe fika ma 4 kumbe 5 babe khona yebo befika nje ngoba la bayise bekhuluma ukuthi indawo kodwa yezwa ukuthi umuntu lo ilimi lelo alikhuluma isilo labi yakhe futhi la andazi sitha kuhle
nje uthi yena unkosikazi Nyoni kule committee elama councillors labezinkonzo yibo abanika abantu ukudla ngakho akukhethwa ungabukhona yini kule committee
hayi mina ngikho kule committee yami wathi lapho ngikhona hayi angayibona azayenza kanti ukuthi akuyabelwa abantu kodwa nje noma nje kungakafiki kuyami lekhuzeni iwadi ngenxa yokuthi thina ngapha sileluhlelo lwelwa ama-cash transfers kodwa okwenzakalayo ababele ukudla laphana ngabe-social workers yabona besabele ukudla
umuntu siyasibezwe bekhonana ukuthi kwabiwa ngokuthi umuntu usekela liphi ibandla
hayi kathesi ngami kuthe kungcono ngakho enkayi ngoba kungaba khona hayi kabe kufihlakile kodwa akwabi into esemgcele
kuyini okulihlupha kakhulu
okuhluphayo kathesi ikhuluma senze nje indlala yikho abantu ukudla yikho kubahluphayo kathesi then la manzi nje njengoba inkayi kule ndawo ewomileyo amanzi abahlupha abantu yazobathakazisa nje umuntu olincane nje wavela ku-UNICEF uhlelo kuthiwa yiwashi
lo ngukhansila Mhlonipheki Ncube wesikhobokhobo enkayi sixoxelaye ekhonale enkayi
le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eWashington lisibamba kumakakase aku-909 mm wave laku-shortwave 4930 6065 laku-15460 kHz lilakho njalo ukusithola ebulenjini ku-intanethi kukheli ethi www.voandebele.com lingakhohlwa ukusithumela incwadi ye-imeyili kukheli ethi studio7@voanews.com loba i-text message kuwhatsapp kunombolo ezithi 1-202-465-0318
ngesilitshiye kancinyane ezandleni zikantungameli inkomo we-studio 7 esethulela uhlelo oluphathelane labasakhulayo
Ikudibana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo igama nguNtungameli Nkomo. Namhlanje ixoxa lomhlabeleli osacathulayo uDumisani Mthombeni yena osethule idlalate lakhe lesibili elilesihloko esithi bajabule. Umthombeni ngumfana osakhulayo mpela oleminyaka yokuzalwa engamachumi amabili lantathu njalo udabuka eCholocho. Uqale ukuhlabela ngo-2014 wethula idlalate lakhe lakuqala nyakenye walethesa isihloko esithi Tanyazisa Dukuduku sephindile njalo ngoba jabule. Leli dlalate lilengoma ezilichumi lantathu ezibalisa ethi Umona, Kufa, Udlame, Imali, Wamuhle, Lale ethi Dumisani. Mfokamthombeni, kungani ukhethe ukuhamba ngonyawo lukamasikandi?
Into engenza ngikhethe ezikamasikandi ukuthi
umaskandi bengivele ngimthanda kwamina ekuqaleni irumba angizange ngiyithande uyiwona umculo ogcweleke layini kodwa umaskandi lokuyiwona umculo ebengiwuthanda kakhulu njalo ngiwuzwisisa
yibaphi abaculi bakamaskandi abakwenza ube le ntshunkuntshu yokuqhubeka lawe uhlabela lo mculo
abaculi umculo wokuqala ebengimthanda kakhulu umtshengiseni gcwensa indidana omunye umculo ebengimthanda kakhulu utsholotsho king ngomunye nawo umculo wale khaya bese kuthi nozinza ziyamluma umculo ohlala ngisukani nangayini kahle kahle ufana nobhuti ke ngoba umuntu esihlala nje sikhulele endaweni cishe eseduzeduze
kulale njalo ethi awuyitshaye izule njengomfana wetsholotsho uDumisani Mthombeni ulengoma njalo ehaya iqembu lenguqu eletsholotsho FC
zezwane lapho kusuka ngincoma ukuthi abafana baningi nxa labo sebephumelele bafika ku-PSL okuyiyona i-team yasemakhaya esike yafinyelela kulelo zini
hhayi siyabonga Mthombeni bekukuhle ukuba lawe kuhlelo zulukandaba asidibaneni kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo
Siyabonga Ntungamili ukuzigqiba ezalamhlanje ke sikhangele ebesilazo. Uhulumende ubikwa esehluleka ukubhadala Iningi labantu abalambayo abasebenza phansi kohlelo lwe-Food for Work program olule njongo yokuphathisa abahlaselwe indlala njalo oluqhutshwa endaweni ezitshiyeneyo zelizwe. Sizwe eziphathelane lenguquko esigabeni senkayi. Silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo. Ngusithandekile Mhlanga, ngikhona pha eWashington DC.
Listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe in English, Shona Ndebele. Tune in tomorrow at 17 hours UTC, 7 p.m. in Zimbabwe for the next edition of Studio 7.
Murari zvakanaka vateereri.
Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Lilale.